About a year ago, John Lovelace had a decision to make. Should he buy into a geothermal technology that uses the Earth's stable ground temperature to heat his home, or stay with natural gas? He could eliminate his natural gas bill, but he would have to pay $19,000 in installation costs for a geothermal system to do so.
So that was a real tough thing for me. The energy improvement must have a return on investment, or else what's the point?
He had already invested in other energy efficiency improvements, including solar panels on his roof, so he decided to make that investment, and he hasn't looked back since. I went to his home in Kaysville to see how his geothermal heating and cooling system works.
Just frigid. Keeps your breath away just coming out in the cold like that.
It's 10 degrees outside, and his large lawn is covered with a smooth white blanket of snow.
Yeah, there's just nothing on the outside. It's just completely invisible.
We step onto the snow, and he tells me what we can't see.
Yeah, you don't think about it. You own land. You own land all the way down. Down to the center of the earth, I guess. And I don't know where the land stops, but you can use it. All that free energy storage.
Lovelace is tapping into the geothermal energy source under the earth's surface with three loops of pipe 300 feet below his lawn. We walk back inside and go down to the basement where the outdoor pipes feed into a solar-powered electric heat pump. The heat pump looks like Lovelace's old furnace, but doesn't use any fossil fuels.
It's not very loud. You can hear the kind of a low hum. That's the compressor inside.
The compressor compresses a liquid refrigerant circulating through the underground pipes, which raises its temperature. The resulting warm air rises and travels through the home's air duct system. It's that simple. Lovelace points to temperature gauges that currently show the insulated refrigerant comes inside the house at 56 degrees, and after the compression phase circulates back into the ground at 50 degrees to warm back up.
And that tiny amount of temperature change is actually heating the entire house, which is pretty amazing.
The geothermal magic continues when we head back upstairs, and Lovelace starts crunching more numbers. As an electrical engineer, he's an energy enthusiast, and has been keeping track of his daily energy use and online bills for years.
Let's pull up the one from 2 years ago. That might be another good one to compare it to.
He points to a Questar natural gas bill, where it shows he paid $1.89 per day in November 2011. And this year, he paid 25 cents a day.
And most of our bill is actually the connection fee. The privilege of having a gas meter on your house is about $5 a month plus some taxes. And we only spend about $2 a month in actual gas, in the gas usage.
The clothes dryer costs him that $2 a month, and Lovelace says he'll replace it to achieve complete natural gas independence. Most Utahns, however, fully depend on natural gas to heat their homes, according to Questar Gas spokesman Chad Jones.
If you have access to it in Utah, you pretty much use it.
Natural gas harvest methods like hydraulic fracturing, also called fracking, have helped create a large supply of the fuel. That translates into low prices for consumers, and Jones shows me his version of the average monthly gas bill in Utah.
But this is how it kind of breaks down through the year. So in the summer, you see if you were paying your actual usage, you're less than $20. And if you're in the highest months, you're somewhere up in the $110, $120 range.
Lovelace says the key difference between these two energy sources is natural gas energy must be created, while geothermal ground energy already exists.
It sounds kind of hokey, but it's not a closed system. You're putting one unit of energy in, and the other four units are coming from the ground.
Because of this, geothermal systems can be four times more efficient than the best natural gas systems. Despite this advantage, Chad Jones doesn't see geothermal as a competitor anytime soon.
We consider alternative energies more of a supplement to natural gas, and natural gas is the foundation for the foreseeable future just because prices are low and stable and production's at record levels.
That's the way most people see it too. Remember that $19,000 installation cost? The truth is, Lovelace owns one of only a few hundred residential heat pumps one Orem-based company has installed along the Wasatch Front since 2008. Carrie Smith is the co-owner of Sound Geothermal and chairman of ASHRAE Technical Committee 6.8, who wrote the manual on geothermal technology. He says geothermal could spread in Utah if homeowners find a financial incentive to do so.
The real solution is financial mechanism in the market, and I think that's coming. And it's going to involve multiple technologies at the same time.
John Lovelace saw these advantages for his young family of seven living in a normal home. The invisible nature of these technologies made sense to him and became part of a quest to transform his home into net zero energy.
I really like the term golden goose, you know, the mythical golden goose. And
there are several that are real, and solar panels is one, and geothermal is one. They're sources that give you more than what you put into them.
Loveless can't wait until March, when he can actually see the first-year return on his newest energy investment. Karina Puikkonen, KUER News.